With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Haley. It's Hi, Gavin Haley. And Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Glad to talk with you.
So you seemed like you handled getting kicked off Survivor rather well. Your departure...
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, your departure was like the nicest I've ever seen somebody get broken up with. You were just like, okay, well, I hope everybody does well and good luck in the future.
Well, you had to see it coming. You couldn't have been shocked by that.
I didn't see it coming until that last day on the beach. So, yeah, so at the time of Tribal Council, I wasn't shocked, but I still just can't believe that I was definitely not in a state of acceptance. I think that was still my denial happiness.
Oh, well, then you did handle it very well.
Do you think that Michaela should have gone home? If you could go back and you get to stay, but the vote is between Michaela or Zeke, who deserves to go home more?
I don't think deserves to go home is a good rubric. This is a game of game changers, so I wanted Zeke to go home because he is more of a strategic threat.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely.
It made a lot more sense to send him home than me, but as far as deserving to be sent home on a season called Game Changers, I think that I was the right vote, but it doesn't mean that it was a smart vote for anyone else.
Are you saying that because you don't think you're a game changer?
I think I'm a game changer in my everyday life all the time. But on Survivor, a lot of Survivor players are just better at the game than I am. That's what I think.
Why do you think that is?
Some people are more cut out to be antisocial and just lie and backstab people and laugh it off because it is just a game, but I have a harder time making that switch.
Lying and backstabbing people is basically what you have to do in Survivor. That is the game.
Yeah, I think it's hard to get far without doing that.
That's why. Are you a religious person?
I don't really like that word, but I'm a Christian, spiritual.
That's why I always thought it was so amusing to me why so many people who are like super faith-based people go on Survivor. It's like it's a show that like...
Well, you could separate the two.
I guess you can, but it's a show that rewards everything that's rotten about human beings.
But is it rotten if you do it in a game way? If you're doing it for a game.
I feel like it makes it almost worse.
No.
If it rewards you in a game way, because then
no.
You're... Okay.
But Haley, this isn't about us.
It's always about us. Okay, so here's a question. So you're a jury member now, the first member of the jury. Walk me through... I've always said that if you're going to leave Survivor, if you're going to get kicked off, the best time to ever do it is to be the first member of the jury. And the reason why I believe that is because... You then get to ride out the rest of the show in paradise in what I imagine is a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, keep imagining.
Really? What happened?
Yeah, where do you go?
You're kicked
off. I mean, we're not in tents.
You're not in tents. So I'm right. So, okay, you're kicked off. What happens?
Hot water sometimes.
You don't even get hot water?
You stay in a dump?
I mean, sometimes it was working. Sometimes the fluorescent lights would come on.
What?
Wait, they put you...
You're in Fiji, so I can't complain. But no, you're not at the Marriott.
So they put you in like a dumpy hotel?
It's not a hotel.
Are you still surviving?
It's not Survivor level. You get 3 meals a day and it's super fun. But, I mean, we were at this... haunted island, a remote little island in Fiji that you can only access by a boat. And
is it the same island that everybody else is still on? You're just like on the other side?
No. Oh, no, it's like probably 40 minutes or so from there by boat.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but apparently the hurricane had come through and kind of demolished it, and they kind of rebuilt it after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I had no idea. So it sounds like you described prison.
Yeah, that's a good way. Maybe prison for rich, privileged people.
So why can't they? This destroys everything I've always thought about being a jury member. I thought you guys were in a gorgeous hotel every single night. All the castaways go and they kick it at the hotel bar.
Yeah, because whenever you walk in for jury, you always look so clean, fresh. You seem happy.
Well, we get food and showers, but it's just not always hot showers, and we don't always get to pick what we eat.
So I'm just going to recap what you said. You get fed three meals a day, but you don't get to pick what you eat. You get to shower, but it's not always hot water, and the only lighting is fluorescent.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Pretty close.
Holy cow, I think I'd rather stay on the beach.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to be in jury.
No air conditioning.
Wow, poor Haley. Man, I feel for you. Wow, okay.
All in all, it was a blast.
All righty. Well, we love the show, and you were fun to watch. So we're sorry you're gone, but we're glad we get to see you at every tribal now.
Let's get your pick. You're the first jury member. Who do you think's going to win?
Well, she knows who the finals are.
Oh, that's true.
But you don't know.
Let's go who I want to win.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
My dream final three right now, Michaela, Andrea, and Zeke. I'd love to see the three of them.
Really?
Wow.
Michaela,
I like those three.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. There you go.
All right.
Haley, thank you very much, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Good talking with you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Haley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.